This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 143. For Monday, November 16th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were lower on Monday morning due to strength in the Canadian dollar. The January canola contract is down 380 at $556.70 per ton. The March contract is down 350 at $560.10 per ton. Gains in global crude oil values have supported the Canadian dollar, which was around 76.4 U.S. cents in early morning activity. That kept a lid on canola prices. Major oil-producing countries in OPEC are proposing to extend production cuts into 2021 as the second wave of COVID-19 poses a threat to global demand. Another COVID-19 vaccine is showing promising signs, with Moderna announcing its experimental vaccine showed a 94.5% effectiveness rate in late-stage trials. This news comes a week after Pfizer announced a vaccine with a 90% effectiveness rate. Both vaccines still face regulatory hurdles, but could be authorized for emergency use before the end of the year. Chicago soy oil contracts were stronger in early morning trade, preventing further losses for canola. The December soy oil contract was up by about a fifth of a cent. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Monday. Reports of dryness in key growing regions of South America have been supportive of global soybean prices. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed have also boosted the soybean complex. The January soybean contract is unchanged from Friday's close at $11.48 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about a fifth of a cent at 37.1 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 20 cents at $388 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly stronger on Monday morning. Reports of a reduced corn crop in Ukraine had bolstered corn prices. Global demand has also remained strong. The December contract is up 3.5 cents at $4.12 per bushel. Wheat futures are slightly lower this morning. A large Australian wheat crop has put pressure on prices. The French wheat crop was estimated at 29.1 million tons, which is slightly lower than previous estimates. Russia's wheat crop is nearly planted for the 2020-2021 growing season, though crops are reportedly in poor condition due to dry weather. Chicago December is up 1.5 cents at $5.94. Kansas City December is unchanged from Friday's close at $5.52. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 3 cents in the December contract at $5.51. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.